Welcome to the Good Medicine for the Soul podcast. This is the number one podcast designed for millennial women who want to grow in their knowledge of God so we can all walk in the fullness of our authentic power. I'm your host, Amashala Victoria Wallaby. If you're ready to go on this journey with me, then let's get started. You're listening to the Good Medicine for the Soul podcast. Welcome to another episode. And on today's episode, I want to share with you revelations that I got from the story of Gideon. This is actually what the Lord showed me as I was beginning to transition into the deeper things of the Spirit. And the Lord was teaching me, actually taught me a lot from the story of Gideon. And the story of Gideon can be found in Judges chapter 6, from Judges chapter 6, all the way through the following chapters. But I'm going to summarize a lot of, basically, I want to give you the meat of what the Lord showed me. And it is my prayer today that this will expand your mind and your heart and give you a new perspective on how the Lord trains us when we start to come into the things of the Spirit. Now we see in the beginning of the story, we see that the Lord doesn't hide, which is what I love about the things of the Lord. It doesn't matter how bad it is. The Lord will tell you exactly where it is you went wrong. You have no surprises here. And we see at the start of Judges 6, the Lord says the children of Israel did evil in the eyes of the Lord. And the consequences of that evil that they did was oppression from the Midianites and their enemies and the Amalekites, right? They came up against them. And we jump down to verse number 6, Judges 6, 6. And it tells us that they finally got to their senses and realized, okay, we actually messed up. And they cried out to the Lord for help. So the Lord was saying, it doesn't matter how messed up we think we are or how much evil we have indulged in, when we cry out to the Lord, regardless of how guilty we may feel, He's always willing to listen to us. And then the Lord, in response to their cry, sends them a prophet and to tell them what they had done, basically. So this cry out to the Lord was crying out for help. But at this point, they were not aware, or maybe they were oblivious to the fact of why they were going through what they were going through. So the Lord sends a prophet to them to tell them what they had done. And it shows us that the Lord is so merciful to answer us when we call. He will not leave us in the dark. He sends His word, and His word will always precede His deliverance. That is what I want. Your number one takeaway today is, number one, the Lord is merciful to answer us when we call. He will never leave us in the dark. Number two, His word will always precede His deliverance. His word will go first, then the action follows after, right? Because the Lord in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So when the word of the Lord comes, know the Lord has risen up and has stepped into that situation already. That's what I want your first takeaway. Now we see that when the angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak tree in Ophrah, the angel appeared to Gideon and he said, "The Lord is with you, O mighty warrior." What the Lord told me here is the Lord will always refer to us by the title of our assignment, even before we know who we are. The Lord will always refer to us by the title of our assignment, even before we know or understand who it is that we are, right? This is so crucial for you to understand that the Lord does not see you the way you see yourself. Yes, you might see yourself as a nobody, you have nothing to offer, but the Lord does not create empty vessels. Every human being on this planet has been gifted something by the Lord that resides inside of you, even if you don't see it. And that is why when the angel appeared to him, the angel said, addressed him as a warrior, because that was what God had assigned him to do. So the same way the angel referred to Mary, remember when Mary, mother of Jesus, when he brought the good news to her, right? Blessed are you amongst women, because she was already blessed. Even if at that moment in her life, she wasn't feeling like she was blessed, she was already blessed. So I want you to write this down if you're taking notes, that the Lord will always refer to you by the title of your assignment, even if you do not know it yet. And then Gideon says, "Pardon me, my Lord, but if the Lord is with us, why has all these things happened to us? Where are all the wonders that our ancestors told us about when they said, did the Lord not bring us out of Egypt? So Gideon is saying, look, dude, angel, I don't understand what you're saying, right? You're calling me a warrior. You're saying I'm blessed, but I don't feel blessed. The situation in front of me does not look like I'm blessed. We've been oppressed. Where are all the wonders that our fathers told us about? Where are all the good things that he talked about the Lord? Why are we not experiencing those things? And the Lord told me when I read that verse, he said, it is okay to ask the Lord for clarity over our current reality. God is not oblivious to your current reality. No, he's not oblivious to your current reality. And I think this is the difference between when you hear all these motivational messages, woo-woo messages that don't actually mean anything, right? It's okay to acknowledge our current reality and say, Lord, this is my reality. I know you've spoken this over my life, but where do I go from here? It is not you expressing doubt over the word. No, seeking clarity from the Lord is not you expressing doubt. However, the angel did not explain why they were in that situation again to Gideon, because this was already done by the prophet. A prophet had been sent beforehand to tell them what they did. So when the angel of the Lord came and Gideon was asking him again to say, I don't feel like it, the angel didn't go over it again to say, okay, this is what you did. No. The angel brings the answers to the problem. They are not there to rehash the problem. That was the job of the prophet. The angel came to bring a solution. So when we go in a place of prayer, we don't go there repeating the problem. We go there speaking the solution according to the word of the Lord, right? So when you go into a place of prayer, you're not there to complain and say, oh God, why me? No. I've taught you in a previous episode that the first thing you do is you go into the word of God and say, what does the word of God say over my specific situation? If it's financial breakthrough, if it's the fruit of the womb, a business elevation, growth in your personal or spiritual life, you find that in the scripture. And when you go into prayer, you repeat the word of God back to him. That is how we pray effectively. If you have not listened to that episode, you can scroll down a few episodes before to find the power of effective prayers. I'm not sure if that's exact title, but something along those lines, right? So the angel did not go over the why again. The angel was focused, right, on the result. So we have to be resourceful by searching the word of God. God's word is so powerful, he only uses a few of them. Okay, thank you so much for listening. This is going to continue in our next episode. So thank you so much for listening. And as always, before we meet again, keep on shining. Okay, family, let's face it. We've all felt pain. We've suffered the losses. You know what it's like to want something so bad, but not see a path to its accomplishment. The question, however, is, do you know how to pick yourself up and move on despite what has happened? This is what I share with you inside of my new book, Good Medicine for the Crushed Spirit, a practical guide to helping you find purpose when adversity strikes. Inside this book, you will find personal stories, relatable biblical tales, and anecdotes that prove you are never alone in your despair. I will inspire you to turn pain, discomfort, disappointment, or setbacks into something positive that works for you. So if you're ready to change your life in meaningful and purposeful ways, get your copy of this book today and let the transformation begin. That concludes today's episode. And if you want to hear more from me, follow me on my Instagram page, which is at VICTOWOLABI. It's VICTOWOLABI. You can also follow me on Facebook as well at VICTOWOLABI. We also have another podcast called the Academy Podcast that gives you tools and resources to turn vague dreams into blissful realities. You'll find the links to that in our show notes as well. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to slide in my DMs and say hello. God bless you.